evening and welcome to our planning and development portion of the meeting tonight. Just a reminder to the supervisors that you will need to turn your microphone on and off as you speak. Those coming up to the table, please remember to push the button in front of you. It will light up green. And then turn it off when you're done speaking. We have redone the audio in here, and this is the way to control the feedback on here. So tonight with us, we have our supervisors. We have Supervisor Decker, Supervisor Underhill, Supervisor Dodge, Supervisor Sklitsky. We have one youth and governance left with us. We have Bianca is here tonight. This is her last night as our youth and governance representative. We're very happy that we have had the chance to have her here with us this year. Moving forward, we have Andy Mueller and April Webb here. Starting off, do we have any motions? No.
We just want to say that item 5 will remain tabled.
Yes, item 5 will remain tabled tonight, and I believe we have. I think we'll go ahead and move now.
We'll
back
down.
Okay. All right. Number 3, comprehensive plan amendment. Keith and Colleen Keating of Randall. This is a public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. PO Box 125, Powers Lake, Wisconsin, 53159, requests an amendment of the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from medium density residential to rural density residential on part of tax parcel number 60-4-119-172-0305, located in the northwest one quarter south of Section 17 in the town of Randall. Keating's here.
Yes.
Please come forward and turn on your microphone, please. State your name and address for the record.
Good evening. My name is Keith Keating. It's my wife, Colleen Keating. Our address is PO Box 125, Powers Lake, Wisconsin, 53128. We are currently renting in the North Subdivision, a half mile away.
Okay, and could you tell the committee why you're here tonight?
We are here to ask for an amendment to the comprehensive plan from a medium density down to a rural density. And then we're also here for the rezone from an R5 down to an R2 in the residential area.
Okay. Committee members, did you all hear that?
Yeah.
Any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Sir, please come forward.
Good.
What I've come to talk about tonight is on the surface of, if you read the notice that you sent out, it's all sounds pretty innocuous. But if you live there, it takes on a different meaning to I have owned the property that's near this for 20 years, and I have finally come and I have time to see our road resurface, and I'm referring to 392nd Street, which is to the left. And now that it's been done, I'm kind of protective of it. And I don't deny anybody the ability to develop their property, but I also think it should be done in regard to the rest of the neighborhood and the other people that live there. So quite honestly, what I'm looking for tonight is this is part of this hearing is going to divide this property into four lots. Each of them which will have something built on it eventually. But what I'm looking for, because of the recent experience we've had in construction, is this property is accessible either by Bloomfield Road, 390th Avenue, or 87th Street. And what I'm looking for is that any and all construction that be done on these lots, and that be one of your stipulations, that all the construction traffic is assigned to those roads and not on 392nd Street, which has just been repaved. And that's the only reason I came here tonight.
Thank you.
Sure, I can. Well, it's a valid concern. The committee here may be a little bit not have the correct ability to deal with that because these are town roads. This matter probably would have been handled better at the town level just because they can make that decision because it is their town roads. I think if the committee wants to, they can recommend and can ask the Keatings to on what their thoughts are with that. I don't think there's anything that we have in our abilities to require it.
Mr. and Mrs. Keating, would you like to respond to that?
Sure. The roads that he's 392nd Avenue, he's trying to get us to go to the other two, those were repaved last summer. So all three roads have been repaved. And the other roads have a lot more residents on it. And they're actually smaller. So, lots four and lots three on there, their only access will be 87th Place. So we, Colleen and I, our four kids, we're going to be building on lot two. And we will be using 392nd Avenue.
Okay, so from what I understand, the construction will come down 392nd just for lot two, and then for the other two lots, it will be coming up.
That is correct, at 390th Avenue.
Okay.
But they're all, again, 390th Avenue was paid by the University with 87th Place.
Can I just ask, are you aware at all if the town of Randall requires any type of bond for construction of residential, for residential purposes?
I know I have to sign a developer's agreement before I start. And one of the agreements I did with, I met out on site with the town engineer and the town chairman, Bob Stoll, and their requirements to be paved, some additional paving on 392nd Avenue. So they did say it would be a short form, some type of developer's agreement. And I don't know if it's a bond, but I do have to sign some type of guarantee that I will have that pavement redone in a timely fashion. That was one of their stipulations.
Mr. DeMichael, do you know, have you had any conversation with the town chairman or town staff in regards to your concerns? And if you haven't, I think maybe it might be good to present those to them so that they can be aware of it and work with the Keatings. It sounds like you're open to
Absolutely.
Doing what you need to do.
Yeah, just lot two, I need to use 392nd Avenue.
I believe that is a bond that I have to sign. Any other questions? Questions from the committee? Andy from the town?
Just for reference, this item and all the items on the agenda tonight were posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on April 25th and April 30th, 2013. This item did go before the town of Randall on April 25th, 2013, before their town board, and the matter was approved.
Thank you.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolinski. Any other questions? Youth and Governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Kathleen needs roll call.
That's true.
That's great. Supervisor Everhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolinski?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Account plan is approved. Thank you. Next one is the rezoning. Keith and Colleen Keeney, P.O. Box 125, Powers Lake, Wisconsin, 53159. Request the rezoning from B3 Highway Business District and R5 Urban Single Family Residential District to B3 High Business District and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 60-4-119. 172-0305, located in the northwest quarter of Section 17 in the town of Randall. Again, this is the same property that is just being rezoned. Any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against the rezoning? Anyone against? Andy from the town.
Again, from the town, the town board did meet on this matter on April 25th, 2013, and the motion was approved.
Thank you, Andy.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I refer by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Everhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your rezoning is approved. Number 5 will remain tabled.
I make a motion to remove from the table number 6, 7, and 8.
I have a motion to remove from the table number 6, 7, and 8. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Skolinski. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Items 6, 7, and 8 have been removed from the table. Number 6 is public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment, Slavko Grish. Grish? Is that right?
Yes.
8074 North Milwaukee Avenue, Niles, Illinois, 60714. Adams, Wisconsin Electric Power Company, doing business as We Energies, 231 West Michigan Street, Road 8252, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection and business industrial park to governmental and institutional on part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-134-0100, located in the southeast quarter of section 13 in the town of Paris. Heather Grish is here and someone from We Energy. Please come forward, make sure that you turn on the mic and state your name and address for the record.
That one doesn't work.
My name is Pat Adams.
Pull it closer.
Can you pull it closer to your mouth, please?
My name is Pat Adams. I'm from We Energies. I'm on the Steve Sattamore from We Energies. Address is 231 West Michigan Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I don't think you need to hold it. Is it green?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
just leave it on.
No, leave it on.
Yeah, leave it on. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, what was Steve's last name again?
Sattamore.
I spelled
S T period capital A M O U R.
Please state why you're here tonight.
We are here this evening for comprehensive plan amendment, rezoning, and conditional use permit for proposed electrical substation.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town.
Just additionally, this item was published on March 28th and April 2nd as a Class 2 notice as well. At the town board meeting for the town of Paris, they met on March 26, 2013, and the matter passed unanimously.
Thank you, Andy.
Make a motion to, we're just on item 6, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To approve the comprehensive plan amendment. That's right.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Spolsky and a second by Supervisor Decker. Excuse me, governance.
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill.
Aye.
Supervisor Decker.
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge.
Aye.
Supervisor Spolsky.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your comment is changed. Number 7 is the rezoning. This is again the Grishes on 8074 North Milwaukee Avenue, Niles, Illinois, 60714, and Patricia Adams, Wisconsin Electric Power Company, doing business as We Energies, 231 West Michigan Street, room A252 Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to I1 Institutional District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. Part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-134-0100, located in the southeast half of Section 13, Town of Paris. Do I have any questions from the committee on the rezoning?
The town met on this item as well on March 26, 2013. The matter was approved unanimously.
I make a motion to approve rezoning.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Using governance?
Aye.
Wayne, how do you vote?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your rezoning is approved. Number 8 is the conditional use permit. For the Grishes at 8074 North Milwaukee Avenue, Niles, Illinois, 60714, Patricia Adams, Wisconsin Electric Power Company, Moby Energies, 231 West Michigan Street, room A252, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203, requesting an additional use permit to operate an electrical utility substation, an associated 75-foot relay pole in the I-1 Institutional District on part of tax parcel number 45-4-221-134-0100, located in the southeast quarter of Section 13 in the town of Paris. Any questions on the conditional use permit?
No time.
Any other questions? You've had a chance to read the conditions of the permit?
Yes.
And do you agree to them?
Yes.
Okay. Seeing no questions, do I have a motion? From the town.
Yes, from the town of Paris, the town board did meet on March 26, 2013, and they did approve this matter.
I make a motion to approve the conditional use permit with the conditions.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Spolsky. Using governance?
Aye.
Ready, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your statement is approved.
Thank you.
Number 9 is the review and Possible approval of the resolution to request grant funding and assistance from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources under the Lake Management Planning Grant Program and take necessary action to undertake direct and completely and complete an approved lake planning grant. Andy, would you like to explain this?
Sure. The resolution is up on the screen. Basically, we're just looking to receive approval to apply for this grant. This grant will allow the county to work with our Regional Planning Commission to study all the unincorporated inland lakes of Kenosha County. And with that, we'll be able to update our existing lake information, which was studied in 1970. And also, they will be looking into matters dealing with impervious surfaces and shoreline restoration on the lakes, and what can and can't be done would be the best way to approach that as we prepare, or Kenosha County prepares, to amend our zoning ordinance to be compliant with NR 115 shoreline regulations from the state.
Thank you, Andy.
Make a motion to approve the resolution.
I make a motion to amend the resolution. Can you scroll down? We have to amend
it already.
But we post it.
Regarding the in-kind information.
So we have to actually amend it. In our packet, the other ways, we still have to amend it.
No.
Right.
You can approve this particular one.
Right.
Maybe just reference the change.
Okay. All right. I make a motion to approve this resolution with the changes that are listed from the previous version that we got about the at the bottom, not therefore be resolved, where it states are committed to provide local share of 25% of project costs, which are limited to in-kind services as obligated under the planning grant.
Thank you, Supervisor Dennis.
Second.
And the second by Supervisor Sokolinski. Any questions from the committee? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your petition. Resolution.
Thank you.
Number 10 is our certified survey maps. We have two of them, I believe.
Yes, we do have two certified survey maps. The first one is for Keith and Kylie Keating with conditions, and we would recommend that be approved subject to the conditions. We also have a second one, which would be for We Energies and Grish. We would recommend that be approved as well, subject to the conditions. If you have any questions, I can answer those. If you want to see them, we can pull them up on the screen.
I make a motion to approve the certified survey maps with the conditions on each map.
Second.
And that is for both of them, correct?
Correct.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Any questions? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Your certified survey maps are approved. Number 11 is approval of the minutes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Our first by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The minutes are approved. Are there any citizens' comments tonight? Citizens' comments?
Just going to inform the committee that for next month we have two items, one which would be Country Thunder, their conditional use permit, and then I guess also wanted to thank the youth in governments for their time with us this last year. Appreciate their time that they can spend and hope that they learned a little bit of something on planning matters and land use in Kenosha County.
Thank you, Andy.
Very nice.
Eddie?
Move to adjourn. Move to adjourn, yeah.
And a second by Supervisor Zephyr. You have a governance?
Aye.
This is your last one. Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.